Good evening from the world's only Laddie Semple Arena on the campus of Mount Marty University or Mount Marty College as the Dort College defenders get set to take on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. The Dort College defenders come into tonight's contest in search of their second Great Plains Athletic Conference victory for the Mount Marty Lancer women. Look to continue a hot stretch of games. They have won 6 of 7. They have reinserted themselves in the race for the Great Plains Athletic Conference top four finish. And they are looking to extend that streak as they have gone 6-1 and right now stand 3 games out in terms of that hunt for fourth place. Right now there's a three-way tie in third place for the Great Plains Athletic Conference race. We'll cover the race. We'll cover the matchup. We'll take a look at the history between these two teams. We'll do all that on our pregame show. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
Dr. Jack Birch for the MS Association of America.
In 1993, we had no treatments for multiple sclerosis. Now we have 6 approved by the FDA. But these treatments only help people who take them. So therefore, the idea of getting on a medication early in the disease, at the first sign of MS, is critically important.
For more information, contact your doctor or the MS Association of America at 1-800-532-7667 or visit msassociation.org.
Mount Marty women are 14-7 overall, 5-7 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've won 7 of their last 8, actually, dating back to a December 17 win over Dakota State. The lone loss in that run is a 77-75 setback at the hands of Briarcliff on January the 7th in Sioux City. This will be the 4th home game for the Lancers in a row. Mount Marty is averaging 77.6 points per game. They surrender 68.7 points per outing. Mount Marty out-rebounds teams 40.5 to 38.0. They have forced 363 turnovers through 21 games while committing 329. Teams are converting 41.4% of their field goals against Mount Marty, and the Lancers are making 41.4% of their tries. Mount Marty outshoots teams from the perimeter with 36% success on three-point attempts to 32.1% success for opponents. Alex Nealand is averaging 16.1 points per game. She is 63 of 179 from the three-point line. April Winnie is scoring 11.9 points per game and is the team leader in free throw attempts with 123. She's made 95. 77.2% is how that works out. Raquel Cetera is scoring 10.6 points per game. Holly Hagee is at 9.9. Cetera is the team leader in rebounds with an 8.1 average. The Defender women are 9-12 overall, 1-11 in the conference. They've lost 4 of their last 5. Dort is averaging 71.6 points per game. They're allowing 71.6 points per game. They score 66.9 points per contest. They shoot 38% from the floor. Opponents have made 38.1% of their field goals. Dort has limited foes to 29.3% three-point shooting. Dort College makes 34.1% of its long shots. Dort has struggled turnovers this season and has averaged 23.7 turnovers to 16.9. for opponents. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Abby Chapman scores 14 points per game for the Defenders. She is 45 of 130 from the three-point line, and she has taken a team-high 79 free throws and has made 64. Cassidy Bradavode scores 9.1 points per game and grabs 5.3 rebounds. Kim Cruz is averaging 8.7 points per game, and she grabs 6.8 rebounds and has 38 assists. Micah Holst is good for 8.5 points per game, and she gets to 10.1 rebounds per game. Robin Blunt has come off of the bench and has averaged 7 points per game for the Defenders. Let's pause now for our national anthem, sung by a pair of students from Mount Marty College.
Thank you.
Just something about those live versions of the national anthem at this level of basketball. Always enjoyable to see students involved in many aspects of these events. Last action, Mount Marty won its women's game on January the 18th, 82-71. They held a 53-32 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Winnie had 23 points. Cheyenne Lamley dumped in 11. Logan Wagner had 10. The Lancers were 25 of 51 from the field for 49% success. By the way, they beat Midland, beg your pardon. Lancers had a 39-33 rebounding advantage and held Midland to 25 of 59 shooting. The Dort women trailed 36-23 at halftime of their game with Doan, lost 74-51. Defenders were out, rebounded 44-37, limited to 22.4% field goal shooting. Micah Hull scored 14 points, had 11 rebounds and loss, and she blocked 6 shots. Defenders trail the women's series 47-27 after dropping a 65-64 decision on November the 25th in Sioux Center. The score was tied 35-35 at halftime. Dort surrendered 2 late free throws and falling by a point. Dort was led by Vredevoet's 14 points and 6 rebounds. Chapman had 12, Holst had 11 with 9 rebounds. Ashley Williams recorded a double-double with 10 points and 14 rebounds for the defenders. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Dort College defenders first of all. You will see number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.7 points per game. Emily Newman's a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 5.2 points per outing. Abby Chapman's a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 14 points per game. Micah Hulse wears number 32. She's a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 8 points per outing. And Cassidy Vredevoet's a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 9.1 points per game. For Mount Marty, they will start Alex Nealon, a 5'9 junior from Summit, Nebraska, averaging 16.1 points per game. Cassidy Gebhardt, a 5'6 junior from Elkton, South Dakota, averaging 4.2 points per contest. April Winnie is a 5'7 senior from Olivet, Nebraska, South Dakota, averaging 11.9 points per game. Holly Hagee is number 22. She's a 5'10 senior from Crofton, Nebraska, averaging 9.9 points per game. And Raquel Sotera is a 6-foot junior from Tabor, South Dakota, averaging 10.6 points per game. Off of the bench for Dort College, their leading scorer is Robin Blunt. She's a 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota, averaging 7 points per game. Paige Engbers is averaging 6.7 points per game. She's a 5'9 sophomore from Pella. For the Mount Marty Lancers, their top scorer off of the bench is Logan Wagner, a 5'7 sophomore from Parkston, South Dakota, averaging 7.6 points per game. And number 20 is Cheyenne Lamley. She comes off of the bench. She's a 5'9 senior from Burke, South Dakota, averaging 6 points per game. Standings heading into play tonight. Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Women's basketball. Morningside's atop the heap at 11-0. Concordia's 12-1. Briar Cliff, Hastings, and Doan are all 7-4. Northwestern is 5-5. Dakota Wesleyan's 5-6. Mount Marty is 5-7. Midland's 2-9. Dort College 1-11. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-11. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College defenders. Vredevoet passes it out front to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Gives it up to Newman. Newman spins it back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball out front. Cruz passes right side over to Newman. Newman with it deep right corner. Newman passes it back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman to the top of the key. Back outside Cruz. Cruz lets fly. Top of the key. Three. No good. Rebound cleared out by Alex Nealand. Nealand with the basketball. Alex Nealand passes right side. Gets it over to Cassidy Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it into the lane. Kick out pass. Winnie. Winnie with it on the wing. Into the lane. Nothing there. Kick out to Nealand. Nealand ball fake. Takes it hard to the basket. Has it tapped away. Comes out front to Winnie. Winnie thinks about the three. 10 seconds to shoot. She'll pull the trigger. Her shot now good. Rebound taken away by Sotera. Sotera off of the glass. No good. But a foul on the play called against Dort College. Foul on the defenders. That will go on number 22, Holly Hagee. Hagee whistled for foul number 1. Free throws, I beg your pardon. Number 22 for Dort College, Abby Chapman. Raquel Sotera will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. First free throw by Sotera is up and through. She's got another one on the way. A second free throw on the way for Sotera. This one's up and bounces around and falls through. Sotera, a 62% free throw shooter, and the Dort College defenders trail it 2-0 by virtue of those 2 free throws. 2 free throws for Mount Marty to get the scoring started. Kim Cruz passes left side over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet drives the lane, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Cassidy Vredevoet answers with a 2-point bucket, and we have our first tie of the ball game at 18:53 of the first half here in Yankton, South Dakota. Located in my typical spot, the Crow's Nest, high atop the playing surface here at Laddie Semple, right at midcourt. Winnie pulls the trigger, 3, left wing, good. well out on the floor, and April Winnie has her first three-point basket of the day, and the defenders trail it 5-2. Short corner, right side, Holst. Holst gives it back over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet on the wing, gives it up Newman. Newman swing pass left side over to Cruz. Cruz on the wing, facing up with Gebhardt, and we've got a foul called on the defenders away from the basketball, and a legal screen called on Cassidy Bredevoet, and the Dort College defenders give up possession of the basketball on that foul call. And the Mount Marty Lancers get the basketball back. Lancers coming back. Gebhardt. Gebhardt goes left side over to Hagee. Hagee at the free throw line. Crosses over. Goes to the left hand. And the shot is blocked out of bounds. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Michael Holst. Holst with a blocked shot. She's the team leader. I believe she now has 67 for the season, closing in on the single season record. Holly Hagee kicks it back outside Nealon. Nealon, three, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Michael Holst. Pass comes over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it on the right side, and we've got an illegal screen called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Chapman. Chapman whistled for an offensive foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Pass comes over to Hagee. Hagee, three off the mark, no good. A rebound cleared by the Dort College defenders. Bringing the basketball up will be Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz takes it across the timeline. Cruz working against Cassidy Gebhardt. Gebhardt hassling her the whole way. Newman with it now at the top of the key. Newman comes back over to Chapman, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. This time it's going to be on a Mount Marty player running through a screen. That's going to go on April Winnie. That's her first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Driving right hand is Cruz. Cruz double-teamed, loses her footing, tripped over Raquel Cetera. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the Lancers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pass comes in to Newman. Newman spins back to the middle of the lane. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Believe the foul is going to go on Cetera on the help defense, and for Raquel Cetera, that is her first personal foul by my count. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. Newman unable to capitalize on either free throw, but Abby Chapman corrals the offensive rebound. She drives the lane. She gets a seam on the right side and lays it up. Good. She found the opening and was able to take it up strong. Cetera passes left side Winnie. Winnie, a three from the wing, misses too strong, no good. A rebound cleared by Newman. Newman over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Well, it appears the Dort College defender men are going to be dealing with some illness. Just been handed some roster changes. We'll take a look at those in just a little bit when we get to the men's contest. On the other end, Micah Holst gets called for a personal foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And for my second Wednesday in a row, it appears that the scoreboard is not tracking the individual fouls. And for the second week in a row, the most difficult spot to see the score, or I should say try to track fouls. So, unfortunately, unless that starts working, I'm going to be flying blind. Cassidy Gebhardt passes left side. Three on the way, Nealon. Nealon's three is good. Nealon with the three-point bucket makes it 8-4. 8-4 our score. Mount Marty in front. 16-18 remaining. Pass out front, Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. Misses to the right. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It will be Mount Marty basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Mount Marty with a basketball after Dort College misses on the three from the top of the key by Abby Chapman. Pass right side, Mount Marty. Gebhardt thinks about the three. Instead swings it opposite side, Wagner. Wagner won't, not bashful. She's going to put up a three. Tap out, controlled by Blunt. Blunt gets it ahead, Bredevoet. Bredevoet jump stop, left hand, good. Cassidy Vredebode with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 8-6. Wraparound pass, too strong on the first shot attempt by Mount Marty, and Kelly Wankler, beautiful pass that time by Gebhardt, but Wankler unable to finish on two shot attempts. Vredebode over the basketball. Vredebode gets it back over to Chapman. Chapman over the ball. Over the top it comes for Holst. Holst has it stripped. Taken back by Ashley Williams. Robin Blunt corrals it near midcourt. Robin Blunt gives it back over to Ashley Williams, and Williams is going to be called for an offensive foul. Ashley Williams whistled for the personal foul. That's her first. Team foul number 6. Dort College defenders send Paige Ingvers into the contest. Mount Marty basketball bringing it up is April Winnie. Mount Marty basketball on the right side. Get it to the top of the key. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming up with it was Ingvers. Ingvers back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball at the top of the key. She comes right side. Dump it down low for Holst. Holst back outside. Round the horn they go. Left side, Ingvers. Ingvers three on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound, Robin Blunt. Blunt on the putback, good. Robin Blunt, the junior from St. Paul, Minnesota, working the offensive glass. She knots it up at 8-8. 8-8 our score, second tie of the basketball game. 14:35 left to play in the first half. Bombs away by Mount Marty. Unable to put it in, though, and April Winnie comes up with the offensive rebound on the move from the left side. She gets the two-point basket to go, and the defenders trail 10-8. 10-8 our score. Mount Marty, as they have been all season, not bashful about putting up the three-point shot. They're making 36% of them. Left side with it is Williams. Williams down to the baseline, and Williams dribbles it off of her foot. Out of bounds, it will be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty gets the basketball. The Lancers this season making 36% of their three-point attempts. All totaled of their 1,303 shots taken, they have 583 of them have been three-point baskets. And there's a variety of players who have taken those shots. Paige Ingvers gathers in the defensive rebound after the missed three-pointer by Mount Marty. Here comes Dort College, Williams. Williams looks for Blunt. Blunt at the free throw line, left elbow. Changed her pivot foot. Nobody noticed. Vredebode passes back over to Ingvers. Ingvers back to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt picks up her dribble. Fires it back out front. Vredebode. Vredebode straight on jumper from 19. No good. Rebound taken away by Cetera. Cetera with the basketball. Cetera shovels it off to Logan Wagner. Wagner gives it up to Winnie. Winnie at the top of the key. Winnie with the right hand puts it up. Blocked by Blunt. Rebound, Winnie. Winnie fires it back out front. Mount Marty maintains possession of it. 13 to shoot for the Lancers. Comes back out front to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Winnie. Winnie, 25-footer. Good. She was a good step, step and a half behind the three-point line, and Winnie knocks it down. She's got 8, and the defenders trail 13-8. 13-8 our score. Williams. Williams to Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor, and she is fouled on the play. She got it on the cut to the free throw line and continued her momentum around, driving the right side of the lane, and got fouled on the play. Checking out of the ball game is Vredebode. Vredebode goes the first 8 minutes or so, or pardon me, 7 minutes of this contest without a break. Inbounding is Cruz. Cruz with the basketball right wing. Cruz inbounds it. And it's taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way. Lancers into the front court. Lamley. Lamley puts it up. Good. Cheyenne Lamley with a two-point basket. Dort College may need a timeout. Dort College trailing 15-8. 12:40 left to play in the first half. Left side, Ingvers. Ingvers on the wing. Comes back over to Blunt. Blunt at the top of the key. Now Williams. Williams with it. Williams lob pass over the top. Gets it to DeJager. Shea DeJager back over to Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor. It's stripped. Taken away. Here come the Lancers. Wagner with the basketball at the free throw line. Winnie. Winnie, another three. That one's off of the window. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Cheyenne Lamley. Lamley with four. And the Lancers take a 17-8 lead. They're on a 9-0 run. They forced Dort College to use a timeout. Back with more after
this.
After the Dort College timeout, the defenders inbound the basketball and a foul called on the play against Mount Marty. Dort College tied this game at 8-8 with 14:35 left to go in the half. Nine straight by Mount Marty over the last 2 minutes, and the Lancers have a 17-8 lead. Down to the baseline is Cruz. Cruz cut off there by Winnie. Comes back over to Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor, splits the defense, puts it up. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws, where she is making 53% of her free throw tries. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Robin Blunt fails to convert on either free throw, and the Dort College defenders still trail 17-8. Lancers have the basketball. Gebhardt. Gebhardt to Winnie. Winnie at the free throw line. Middle of the lane. She comes back over to Hagee. Hagee drops it off down low. Nothing there. Winkler tries to spin into the lane, has to fire it back out front. Winnie, 10 to shoot for Mount Marty. Winnie dumps it underneath. Shot no good by Winkler. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty to throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Pass into the wing, no good. Missed shot by the Lancers. New player checking in just moments ago. That's number 32, Kelsey Schmidt. She did not play in the game against Midland on Saturday. Dort College basketball after the missed shot. Defenders trail 17-8. Chapman goes left side over to Newman. Newman over the basketball. Newman gives it up to Engbers. Engbers free throw line. Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor in the lane, and she's tied up. No, they'll call a foul on the Lancers. Dort College will be shooting free throws. No, they'll say Cruz was not in the act of shooting. May have been a generous call if they had given it to her. Right now looking for a little generosity. Dort College needs to get things pointed the other way. They trail 17-8. Pass comes into Newman. Newman loses the handle on it. It's down on the floor. And Dort College will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor as Dort College preserves the possession. You're listening to KVCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Ask one of...
You're listening to KVCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pass comes in left side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman drives the lane, and she is fouled. Beg your pardon. My apologies to Abby. And Chapman fouled on the play. She will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. That is what happens when I check my communications during timeouts. Come back just a little bit distracted. Dort College trailing 17-8. Chapman's first free throw, no good. Now, Robin Blunt, to put it bluntly, I expect her to make 50% of her free throws, because up to this point this season, that's where she has been. For Abby Chapman, for her to miss the first one, a little bit of a surprise. She's an 81% free throw shooter. She makes one of two. She's got three, and the defenders trail 17-9. Mount Marty basketball. Drop it off down low. Three-point play opportunity on the way for Mount Marty and Kelly Winkler. She was able to seal off the post player, Micah Hulst. Hulst picks up the personal in the process, and I believe that's number two on Hulst with 10:52 remaining in this first half. Winkler to the free throw line, 74% free throw shooter. She kicks that one off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hull. Dort College trails 19-9. First double-digit lead of the basketball game for the Lancers. Out front is Newman. Newman goes right side. Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Back it comes right side. Three on the way. Engbers. Dort College needed that one, and Engbers knocks it down. Paige Engbers with the three-point bucket. Let's see if Paige can get one of those games going where she makes four or five of those. Obviously, Mount Marty will shore up the defense, I would imagine. Off-balance shot by Winnie in the lane, bothered by Hulst. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Engbers. Engbers over to Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Cruz passes back over to Newman. Newman shakes right, goes left, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst to Cruz. Cruz, top of the key, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Hulst gathers herself, layup good. Micah Hulst with the offensive rebound and the putback. Defenders trail 19-14. They've cut the 10-point lead in half. 9:50 remaining. Lancer basketball, Nealon. Nealon at the free throw line. They run a pick and roll. Back it goes back over to Winnie. Winnie, another three. April Winnie with her third three already. 11 points for the ball game. North College trails 22-14. 22-14 our score. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz on the left wing. Cruz at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Kim Cruz tries to feed it down low for Micah Halst and throws it away. It's Mont Marty with the basketball. Dort College will send Halst out of the basketball game. Vredebode will check in. Lancer basketball, Cassidy Gebhardt. Gebhardt across the timeline. Gebhardt into the front court. Comes back to Kieran O'Malley. O'Malley, 10-footer straight on, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders in Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz comes back over to Chapman. Chapman down low, Vredevoet. Vredevoet faces up in the lane. Shovels it back outside Newman. Newman with the basketball, gives it up Chapman. Chapman on the right side, pick and roll Cruz. Cruz pops out to the perimeter, and a charging foul called on Abby Chapman. I believe Chapman has just picked up foul number three. Well, it looks like the scoreboard is now updating, and that is indeed foul number three on Abby Chapman. Chapman, the junior from Arvada, Colorado. And Robin Blunt will check out of into the ball game. Abby Chapman will check out. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. And Dort College just got called for a foul on the perimeter. A three-point shot goes. Dort College gets called for a foul fighting through the screen. That's going to go on Emily Newman. And a frustrating evening, getting more frustrating. And now I believe you've got a one-and-one opportunity for the Lancers. So the three-point basket was good for the Lancers. They go up 25-14. In all honesty, I did not catch who made that three-pointer. I was watching the collision on the wing. Now 1-1 on the way for the Lancers and Holly Hagee. Hagee to shoot a 1-1, so potentially a five-point possession here. On a couple of free throws. Dort College needs to rebound a missed free throw. Free throw is up. Good. Hagee with another one on the way. She's an 80% free throw shooter. Defenders trail now 26-14 and a chance for the Lancers to expand the lead. Second free throw on the way is up. This one's good as well. So Hagee drops them both through. And the defenders trail 27-14. Robin Blunt has it tapped away, stolen in the backcourt, stolen back by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz maintains possession of it as she comes across the timeline, still has her dribble, gives it off to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, right side Blunt. Robin Blunt down to the baseline. Robin in traffic, puts it up, blocked. Rebound taken away by Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it on the left side. Gebhardt picks up her dribble, passes over to Hagee. Hagee back to Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it at the top of the key to the free throw line. Comes back right side, O'Malley. O'Malley with it in the corner. Comes back over to Gebhardt. Gebhardt drops it off into the corner. Hagee. Hagee, 12 to shoot. Hagee weaves into the lane. Back to O'Malley. O'Malley, three ball, no good. Offensive rebound, though. The Lancers convert. Touch pass over to Hagee. Hagee with 4 points. And the Lancers have opened up a 29-14 advantage. Dort College taps the inbounds pass away. Lancers on defense, they'll show full-court pressure defense. Inbounding is Angbers. Angbers gets it into Cruz. Cruz will walk it up. Dort College trailing 29-14, 7:38 left to play. Cruz picks up her dribble. Looking on the right wing. Passes over to Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Newman gives it up Vredevoet. Vredevoet puts it on the floor with the right hand. Spins back to the middle of the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound tap out by Vredevoet, controlled by Mount Marty. Coming up with it is Lamley. Lamley to Winnie. Winnie hesitates. Dribbles around her defender. Lays it up good. Winnie with 13. North College trails 31-14. Newman with the basketball in the backcourt. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College with the basketball, needing a bucket. Blunt into the lane. Robin with the left hand, spins it up, good. Robin Blunt with 4 points, and the defenders trail it 31-16. Into the front court with the basketball is Winnie. Winnie crosses over, drives with the left hand. Tries to dump it inside. It's taken away by Engbers. Engbers over to Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Kim Cruz at the free throw line. A reach-in foul called before the shot on the Lancers. That's going to go on Kieran O'Malley. O'Malley whistled for the personal foul. New players checking in. Dieger for Engbers. Williams for Blunt. One-and-one opportunity here for Kim Cruz. So Kim Cruz, a 63% free throw shooter, will shoot the one-and-one. 6:27 left to go in the half. Dort College trailing 31-16. Today's broadcast made possible in part by grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They remember FDIC. Dort College trails 31-18 after Cruz converts both free throws for her first points of the basketball game. She is now 29-45 this season. Pass out front, Satara. Satara, open look at a three. She lets it go, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim with it at the top of the key, angling off to the right. Hands it off to Newman. Newman to Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Ashley Williams driving the lane on the left-hand side of the key. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul goes against Logan Wagner. Williams will shoot two free throws. Ashley Williams, a 59% free throw shooter coming into the contest. And she will shoot a pair here. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Williams makes one of two. Dort College has not shot free throws well so far tonight. We'll see if they can chip away at this 12-point lead now. Into the corner, three-pointer, no good. Weak side rebound taken away long by Satara. Satara on the right baseline. She takes it hard to the hoop. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim into the front court. She's got her on the right side. Spin dribble and loses it. It's taken away by Winnie. Winnie with the basketball. Winnie up the floor. She's at the free throw line, driving hard. Passes right side Wagner. Wagner, ball fake, nothing there. Back out front it comes. Three on the way. Satara misses the three. It's rebounded by Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams has it on the right side over to Newman. Newman with it on the wing. Newman back over to Williams. Williams gives it up. Out front, Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line. Back to Newman. Newman to Vredevoet. Vredevoet in between the circles. Vredevoet gives it to Williams. Williams puts it up with the right hand. Off balance shot good. Ashley Williams with 3 points. And the defenders trail by 10, 31-21. Dort College chipping away at what was a 17-point lead, 31-14. Dort College has now scored 7 in a row. Left side pass, Satara. Satara against Dieger. Dieger matches up with her on the perimeter. Now driving in is Winnie, and Winnie is fouled on the play. Foul called on Dort College and Kim Cruz. For Kim Cruz, that is foul number one. Free throws on the way for Winnie. This will be a 1-and-1 for April Winnie. Winnie with 3 threes and 2 twos. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Second free throw is up and through for Winnie. She makes 2 of 2. Defenders trail 33-21 with 4:37 left to go in the half. Dieger running the floor, gets the pass ahead from Williams and lost the handle on it. It's down on the floor now. Williams down on the floor after it. Jump ball, alternating possession. It is Mount Marty basketball. 4:27 left to play in the half. Mount Marty 33, North College 21 for Mount Marty. April Winnie averaging 11.9 points per game. She's got 15 already. North College unable to hold her in check. Now a kick on the other end called on the defenders. Robin Blunt will promptly check into the basketball game for North College. Blunt checks in. Engbers will check out. After the substitution, Mount Marty has the basketball. Lancers have it high post. They give it off to Wagner. Wagner throws it into the corner. Satara. Satara makes the three. She's got five. North College trails 36-21. So the Lancers answering a seven-point run by the defenders with a five-point run of their own. Now they lead by 15. Left side pass, Robin Blunt. Blunt swing pass over the top to Newman. Newman gives it up to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams to Blunt. Blunt back to Williams. Williams at the top of the key. She goes left side. Into the lane, DeAger. DeAger kick out pass, Vredevoad, 17-footer Cash. Cassidy Vredevoad with 6 points, three twos, and the North College defenders trail 36-23. Lancer basketball. Wagner. Wagner passes left side. Gives it up to Schmidt. Schmidt to Satara. Satara with the basketball. Satara into the lane. Tries to drop it off, and a foul called on the basket attempt by Cheyenne Lamley from the right side of the hoop. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Also made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. One of two free throws for Lamley. She missed the first, made the second. Her team leads 37-23. 3:15 left to go in the half. Williams into the front court. Ashley Williams on the right elbow. Gives it up to Blunt. Blunt to Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Passes over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad well out on the floor. Top of the key. Passes left side over to Williams. Williams dumps it down low for DeAger. Shea with the basketball. Kicks it back out for Newman. Newman spins into the lane. Comes back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad free throw line jumper. Banker no good. Rebound controlled by Alex Nealand. Nealand with the basketball for Mount Marty. She doesn't give it up. She drives to the free throw line. Nothing there. Kicks it out now to Gebhardt. Gebhardt on the left wing. Gebhardt comes back over to Nealand. Nealand in between the circles. She goes right side. Wagner. Wagner with the basketball free throw line. Left side, Gebhardt. Gebhardt down to the short corner. Nothing there. Fires it back to the top of the key. Wagner. Wagner again tries the penetration. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Right side, Winkler. Winkler three. No good. Rebound controlled by Vredevoad. Vredevoad working the defensive glass that time. North College gets a stop. They finish it with a defensive rebound. Williams left side, Newman. Newman drives into the lane. Off balance shot. No good, but she is fouled on the play. No, they're going to call a charge. Emily Newman whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on Newman. So Emily Newman put it on the floor, took it into the lane, and gets called for a charge. Coach Craig Steensma up off of his seat very quickly after that foul call was made. And two officials raised their arm to stop the clock for the foul call. I thought it was going to be two free throws for Newman, but the official on the wings immediately signaled an offensive foul against Newman. Pass comes right side. Winkler, Winkler fires it back over to Gebhardt. Gebhardt lets fly with a jumper. Missed it, no good. A rebound taken away by Vredevoad. Vredevoad with the basketball. Vredevoad to Cruz. Cruz, a diagonal pass intended for Blunt. And that time Cruz did not suck the defense over to her enough for that diagonal pass. It's a great pass if you can get the defense over onto your half of the floor and then come back against the grain. That time there was a player from Marty waiting for the pass, and she tapped it out. North College with the basketball. Kim Cruz drives in, left-hand side, puts it up with the right hand, misses the shot, but she's fouled on the play, and Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. First free throw by Cruz, no good. Also by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grudewig is a broker. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers. Mount Marty into the front court. Nealand. Nealand at the top of the key. Nealand doesn't stop. She fires it off of the glass. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Cruz. Kim Cruz into the front court. Kim with a basketball at the free throw line. She's going to retreat to the perimeter. Comes back over to Newman. Newman to Ingbers. Ingbers with a basketball. Had a shot. Flinched. Decided not to take it. Now she gets another one. Ball fake. Decides against that one as well. Her pass is taken away. Steal by Hagee. Hagee driving in. Right hand cook. North College passed up a couple of good shots that time. End up turning the basketball over. And the Lancers have the basketball, have the lead at 39-23. Robin Blunt basketball, Angbers. Angbers, top of the key. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz driving in, left hand good. Kim Cruz with 4 points. Her first field goal of the night, and the defenders trail 39-25. 39-25, Lancers with it. Left side pass, Satara. Satara, baseline jumper, good. 41-25, Lancers opening up a 16-point lead. Dort College can hold for the final shot of the half, and it looks like that is their intention. We'll see if they are able to follow through on that plan. Cruz dribbling at midcourt. Gebhardt will let her run down the clock. Cruz, right side Newman, 8 now, right corner. Driving right side, Vredevoet, pull up from 15 on the wing, good. Cassidy Vredevoet, a bright spot for the defenders in the first half with 4 field goals. Makes it a 41-27 basketball game at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College in Mount Marty at halftime. Mount Marty 41, Dort College 27. Dort and Mount Marty were tied at 2 and at 8. The 8-8 tie came at the 14:35 mark. Mount Marty proceeded to score the next 9 points to make it 17-8. Dort College got down by as many as 17 at 31-14. Dort College bounced back with a 7-0 run to get back to within 31-21, but a Mount Marty of 2 and a 3 pushed the lead back to 15 at 36-21, and Dort College was never closer than 13 the rest of the half, and they trailed in halftime 41-27. Dort College led unofficially by Cassidy Vredevoet with 8 points. For the Lancers, they're led unofficially by April Winnie with 15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Well, flying blind, no halftime statistics for you on the official front, and all I keep track of is running score, points, and free throws. And I always stress that what I take is very unofficial, but it is better than nothing. Here we go. Dort College led by Cassidy Vredevoet's 8 points, 4 for Robin Blunt, 3 each for Ashley Williams and Paige Angbers, 4 for Kim Cruz, and 2 for Micah Holst. 4 Dort College's total of 27 points. The defenders unofficially 4 for 10 from the free throw line for 40%. For the Lancers, 15 for April Winnie, 3 threes, 2 twos, and a pair of free throws for 15 points. 7 points for Raquel Satara, a 3, a 2, and 2 free throws. Holly Hagee with 6 points, Alex Nealand with 3, Cheyenne Lamley with 5, and Kaylee Winkler with 2. unofficially, the Lancers have shot 9 free throws, and they have made 7. And just wasn't quite patient enough. I have official statistics. I want a chance to take a look at them. We'll be back with a look at the numbers that I didn't give you just moments ago, right after this. First half numbers, Dort College 11 of 20 from the field for 55%, 1 for 6 on 3, 16.7%. Dort College with 9 turnovers. The Lancers 14 of 39 from the floor, 6 of 22 on 3, 7 of 9 on free throws. The Dort College defenders have out-rebounded Mount Marty 21 to 15. Mount Marty has been helped by 7 offensive rebounds. Dort College had 4 offensive rebounds, 3 turnovers for the Lancers. Dort College is led by Michael Hull, 6 rebounds. Paige Ingbers has 4, 3 for Robin Blunt. For the Lancers, 4 rebounds for Raquel Cetera, 3 assists for Holly Hagee, and 2 for Logan Wagner. Pardon me, Raquel Cetera has 2 assists. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball. We'll take a look at the GPAC halftime scores right after this. Women's basketball scores at halftime. Hastings leading Concordia in Seward 37-31. Mild upset in the making there. We'll keep an eye on that as it progresses. Briarcliff leading Dakota Wesleyan 29-28. Doan leads Midland in Fremont 39-30. And Morningside narrowly over Northwestern at halftime in women's play 34-33. Mount Marty leads Dort College in the game you're listening to 41-27. Dort College has a rare Saturday off in January. This Saturday, next action for the defenders 1 week from tonight when they return to the DeWitt Gymnasium to face the Briarcliff Chargers. Then it's Hastings College 1 week from this Saturday, and then we go straight on through for the season from now till February 21, 2 games a week after this week till we reach the conclusion of the regular season. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're wrapping up halftime, back with second half play right after this.
For the
half number 2 underway, Dort College with the basketball. Left side, Newman. Newman with it on the wing. She comes back up front, Chapman. Chapman feeds it down low for Hulse. Coming around fronting post is Raquel Cetera, and Cetera bats it away. Mount Marty comes up with the basketball. Out front with it is Winnie. Winnie goes back over to Neyland. Neyland gives it up. Well, she puts it up, long range, missed it, no good. Cruz, right side, Bredevoet. Bredevoet dumps it underneath for Hulse. Hulse spins into the lane and has it stripped away from her. If she did not get it stripped away from her, she was going to get called for a travel violation. So Dort College able to avert the turnover. Dort College maintains possession of the basketball, trailing 41-27. Kim Cruz with the basketball, left side it goes Chapman. Chapman with it underneath to Hulse. Hulse muscles her way up, and Micah Hulst with a 2-point bucket. She's got 4, and the Dort College defenders trail 41-29. 41-29, our score. Winnie takes it into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Winnie is fouled by the Dort College defenders, and I believe that's going to go on Emily Newman. Newman picks up her 3rd personal foul in the process. And the defenders trail at 41-29. Holly Hagee with the basketball. Hagee dumps it off left side over to Cetera. Cetera tries to feed it back over to Winnie, and Winnie has it tipped away from her by Emily Newman. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College basketball, right side with it. And Dort College promptly turns it over. Lancer basketball, Cassidy Gebhardt. Gebhardt comes back over to Hagee. Hagee to Neyland. Neyland with the basketball. And Neyland gets called for traveling. Turnover back to the defenders. Dort College with the basketball. Newman to throw it in. Newman passes it in. to Cruz. Kim Cruz will jog it up the floor. Cassidy Gebhardt not given any room. Cruz able to get into the lane. Has to stop on a dime. Michael Holst ends up with it. Short corner. Fires it off to Chapman. Chapman misses the point-blank shot. Rebound controlled by the Lancers. Lancers lead by a dozen. Driving in is Winnie. Winnie picks up her dribble. Winnie passes it off right side and through the lane. Hagee. Hagee, two-point basket. Good. And the defenders trail it 43-29. 43-29, Dort College. Down by 14. Vredevoet with it, right elbow. Vredevoet comes back over to Newman. Newman to Cruz. Cruz left side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet dumps it underneath, intended for Holst. Holst unable to reel in the post-entry pass. Hit her hand and goes out of bounds. It will be Lancer basketball. Lancers get the basketball on the turnover. And Mount Marty will walk it up. This is Cassidy Gebhardt. Gebhardt in between the circles. Gebhardt goes right side, Nealand. Nealand out front to Hagee. Hagee gives it up left wing to Gebhardt. Gebhardt to Winnie. Winnie back outside to Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it, and Gebhardt travels with it. Turnover back to the defenders. Dort College trailing 43-29. Dort College back-to-back buckets away from being right back in the thick of this one. Got to get it down to single digits, though. A three and a two would do the job. Kim Cruz with the basketball, not picky or anything. Cruz will spin out of the pick. Shot no good. And she misses the three-point shot. Rebound controlled by the Lancers and Nealand. Nealand with the ball. Nealand gives it up to Gebhardt. Gebhardt back to Hagee. Hagee drives in. Gebhardt kicks it into the corner. It's taken away by Chapman. Both teams struggling with turnovers to start the second half of play. Chapman with the basketball. Dumps it inside to Holst. Holst double teams. Kicks back over to Cruz. Cruz out front. She'll drive the lane off the back iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Cetera as she fights Holst off. Right side it goes to Nealand. Nealand down to the baseline. Nealand puts it up in traffic, and she is fouled on the play, and that's a frustration foul. That's going to be whistled on Michael Holst, I believe. Michael Holst picks up foul number three. So foul number three called on the Dort College defenders and Michael Holst. I should say on Dort College's Michael Holst. Free throws coming for Nealand as she's fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is no good. She's got another one coming. Nealand with 6 points. 16:44 remaining in this contest. Lancers in control, but they have not been able to put the defenders away. Dort College still within striking distance. Second free throw is up and good for Nealand. Nealand makes it a 15-point ball game, 44-29. Left side pass, Newman. Newman misses the three. Rebound run out by Gebhardt. Gebhardt doesn't have the numbers now. Dort College retreating. Pass comes over to Wagner. Wagner gives left side. Three on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, though, tipped and controlled by Winkler. Winkler put back good. Kelly Winkler with 4 points. She came in averaging 3.3 points per game. And just like that, we were talking about Dort College getting back-to-back scores. Instead, it's Mount Marty getting back-to-back scores. They lead by 17. 46-29. Holst in traffic, and Holst is fouled on the play. Lancers whistled for the personal foul. That's Hagee. Hagee whistled for the personal, and for Hagee, that is number one. Micah Holst to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Holst. She leaves it short. No good. She's got another one coming. She's got 4 points. She's a 58% free throw shooter. And Michael Holst will shoot another free throw. This one's up, and that one's off the heel. Not good. Dort College not helping their cause. Right now, I believe the defenders are 4 for 12 from the free throw line. And a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. Lancers will use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Lancer basketball after the timeout. That's their first timeout of the basketball game. Lancers have it. This is Gebhardt. Gebhardt in between the circles. Gebhardt left side to Nealand. Nealand into the lane. Hesitates. Drops it off right side. Getting a step is Lamley. Lamley's shot is good. Lamley with a two-point basket. Mount Marty came out of the timeout, ran a set play, and the Lancers lead it 48-29. Blunt passes to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, Chapman. Chapman, three on the way, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Holst. Holst put back good. Micah Hulst with an offensive rebound and a putback. She's got six. Defenders trail 48-31. Coach Craig Steensma electing to leave Hulst and Chapman on the floor with three fouls apiece. And at the 15-20 mark, down 19. That's not a bad gamble. Lancers with the basketball. Right side pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. A long rebound. Chapman. Chapman does not have the number. She takes it across the right-hand side of the floor at midcourt. Spins into the lane, and she's going to be called for a travel. Didn't come through with a spin move in one fluid motion. Ends up getting whistled for the travel violation. Ashley Williams will check back into the basketball game. And Kim Cruz is going to check out. Angbers checks in for the defenders. Checking out is Vredevo. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Lancer basketball, Winnie. Winnie driving with the left hand. Kicks it back outside. Three on the way by Satara. No good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers. Lancers get it underneath. Nealon. Nealon unable to finish. Lancers get it back again, though. And you give them enough chances, they'll make one out of four. And that time, the Lancers get a three-point basket from Schmidt. And the Dort College defenders turn it over on the other end. Lancers have their biggest lead of the basketball game. After that bucket by number 32, Kelsey Schmidt. So Schmidt with her first points of the night. And the defenders trail by 20. Drive the other way. Layup is blocked by Logan Wagner. So another blocked shot by the defenders and Micah Hulst. Dieger checks in. Hulst will check out. Pass goes to the free throw line. Back over to Wagner. Wagner puts up the three. Missed it. No good. Offensive rebound, Cheyenne Lamley. Well, against this three happy Mount Marty team, you've got to secure the rebound. Winnie takes it into the lane. She is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. She very nearly got the short shot to go, but instead will go to the free throw line for a pair. April Winnie, 11.9 points per game average. She had 15 points in the first half. She's been held scoreless here in the second half. She misses that free throw attempt. Newman is in. Chapman is out. Another free throw on the way for April Winnie. Winnie now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Right-hander's free throw missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Dieger. Dieger gives it off to Williams. Williams into the front court. Ashley Williams with it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it out front, Newman. Newman back over to Williams. Williams with it on the left side. Williams to Angbers. Angbers on the wing. Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor. Three players collapse on her. Back over to Angbers. She pulls a trigger from three. Good. Paige Angbers with 6 points. Dort College trails 51-34. Lancer basketball after the three by Angbers, her second of the basketball game. She hit that from the left wing. Answering with a three of her own is Satara. Satara with 10, and the defenders trail 54-34. Williams, right-hand side. Ashley Williams to Angbers, ball fake. One dribble to the left. Her three off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Satara. Angbers finding out just if she was scorching or not from the field. She missed that attempt. Lancers push the ball into the front court. Lamley with the layup, and the defenders trail 56-34. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College inbounds the basketball. Williams with it. Williams out front. Williams to Newman. Newman on the right wing. Emily Newman. Right side it goes to Dieger. Dieger to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Right side it goes to Vredevo. Vredevo spins back middle of the lane. Her shot off of the glass is good. She's got 10 points. Vredevo has not played a bad basketball game this evening. Need a little support. She's got 10 points. And it's been a pretty economical 10 points. I believe she is now 5 for 8 from the field. Lancer basketball, Kelsey Schmidt. Schmidt drives right hand, stops, dumps it off, and the ball is stripped on the way up. Emily Newman comes up with the basketball. Newman passes over to Williams. Williams into the front court. Williams with the basketball. Williams left side, it goes to Angbers. Angbers to Blunt. Blunt shakes left, goes right, puts it up with the right hand, left side, good. 6 points for Blunt. Defenders trail 56-38. 12 minutes left to go in the contest. Driving is Winnie. Winnie puts it up, count the hoop, and April Winnie will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play opportunity. Winnie with 17 points, and I mean this in the most complimentary way possible. I will not be sad to see her graduate. She's been a thorn in the side for the Defenders for 4 years. This is the eighth time these two teams have played in her career, and it seems like every game she ends up with about 17 to 22 points. And tonight she's got 17. She's 2-for-4 from the free throw line, now 3-for-5 as she completes the three-point play. She's got 18. Defenders trail 59-38. With a basketball, Dort College, Cruz. Cruz double-teamed, lost it. It's down on the floor, picked up by Blunt. Busted play, Newman. Newman comes to a jump stop on the baseline. Back out front to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim driving in left side, and she is fouled on the play by Kelsey Schmidt. That is foul number one on her. 11:41 remaining. Chapman to throw it in. Trying to seal her player was Newman. It's taken back by Chapman. Chapman stripped on the double team. Here come the Lancers. Hagee. Hagee down to the baseline. This is Gebhardt now. Gebhardt to Winnie. Winnie on the left wing. Winnie into the lane. Winnie puts it up. Blocked by Blunt. Rebound. Mount Marty. Kick out past Satara. Satara into the corner. Nothing there for Satara. 10 to shoot for the Lancers. Satara gets the return pass now. Draws the double team. Kick out pass into the right corner. Good for Gebhardt. Gebhardt with another three. And the Lancers open up a 62-38 advantage. 11:05 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College getting outscored here in the second half. 21-11. Right side, Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz leans in, blocked. Rebound taken away by the Lancers and Hagee. Hagee to Winnie. Winnie with the basketball. Winnie back to Hagee. Hagee left wing back to Winnie. Winnie puts it on the floor. Comes back to Hagee. Hagee on the left wing. Spin move gets away from Blunt. And we've got a travel violation called on the Lancers and Holly Hagee. 62-38 our score. Well, you've heard me comment about the view from Laddie Semple Arena Crow's Nest. Just to give you an idea what I'm working with, if you check out the DC Athletics Twitter page, you will see three on the Twitter feed. You will see three photos from high atop the playing surface, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about here. Out front with it is Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. It's at DC Athletics, by the way. Newman with the basketball on the left wing. Newman gives it up to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz shovels it off for Angbers. Angbers down low, intended for Vredevoet. It's tapped away by Sutera, who came around the front of the post. Winnie with it. Winnie at the top of the key. 10 minutes remaining in regulation. And Winnie promptly throws it away. Thought the official was one of her teammates. Caught him out of the corner of her eye, and she threw it towards Jake Dilsaver. Dilsaver promptly dodges the pass, and the Dort College defenders get the ball back at midcourt on the turnover. Neither team has been exceptionally sharp tonight. Out front, Cruz. Cruz left side, Newman. Newman a little out of her range there. Passes back over to Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor. It's stripped momentarily by O'Malley. Comes back left side, Newman. Newman misses the three. Rebound taken away by the Lancers and Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball. Gebhardt driving in coast to coast. Left-hand layup, good. Gebhardt with 5 points, averaging 4.2 points per contest, and the Defenders trail 64-38. Angbers ball fake. Drives the lane, puts it up in traffic, and she is stripped on the way up, but a foul on the play. I believe that's going to go on O'Malley. That's going to go on Gebhardt, rather. So free throws on the way for Angbers. Paige Angbers this season, an 80% free throw shooter. Doesn't draw a ton of fouls. First one is up and through. She's got another one on the way. Her game is more the catch and shoot variety. Trying to put the ball on the deck a little bit more tonight. Second free throw by Angbers is up and through as well. So Angbers with 8 points. And the Defenders trail 64-40. Lancer basketball, Gebhardt. Gebhardt in between the circles over to Nieland. Nieland gives it up to Hagee. Hagee goes left side to Nieland. And Nieland drops in a three. She's got 10 points. Lancers lead 67-40. Out front, Newman. Newman with the basketball to Chapman. Chapman to Engbers. Engbers with the ball back to Cruz. Cruz, three, rattles it, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers and Holly Hagee. Hagee gives it up, Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the ball. Gebhardt, left side, Hagee. Hagee jumps into Hulse, draws the foul. So after the jump stop by Hagee, she went back up with the ball. And Micah Hulse picks up her fourth personal foul. And Holly Hagee will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 8:47 left to go in regulation. Lancers in front comfortably now 68-40. Another free throw on the way. Hagee with another free throw trying to get into double figures. Second free throw on the way is up and good. Hagee with 10 points, averaging 9.9 points per contest. Lancers lead at 69-40. Steal in the backcourt. Hagee working in against Cruz. Fires it up. Shot no good, but a foul called on the rebound against Nieland. Emily Newman had inside position that time, and Nieland put two hands in the back and got away with a shove. Well, didn't get away with a shove. And the Lancers will play defense. Dort College basketball. Chapman. Chapman's pass deflected. Lancers still with full court pressure defense on. Ball's deflected up, picked up by Newman. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Abby Chapman. Now the officials conferring. And it will be Dort College basketball. Initially looked like the officials were going to give the basketball to the Lancers. Didn't think that was the correct call. They put their heads together in a summit meeting and come away with Dort College maintaining possession of the basketball. With it in the backcourt, Cruz. Cruz gets it into the front court, drives the lane. Her shot no good. And the Lancers are going to be called for a foul. That's Kieran O'Malley. O'Malley whistled for her second personal. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Another free throw on the way for Cruz. She made the first one. Second one is short, no good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt put back, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers and Kelly Wankler. So Kim Cruz makes one of two. She's got 5 points. And the defenders trail 69-41. If I can see the scoreboard accurately at least. 7:59 remaining. Lancer basketball, right side Wankler. Wankler into the lane. Wankler gives it up Lamley. Lamley shot, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz ahead to Blunt. Blunt gets around the defensive player. Pinned down on the baseline, tries to fire it back out front. Winnie had her hands on it, lost it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College averts the turnover. Kim Cruz goes to Newman at the high post. Newman on the right elbow. Fakes a handoff, fakes another handoff, gives it to Blunt. Blunt can't hang on to it. It's taken away by the Lancers and April Winnie. Winnie into the front court. She passes right side, bombs away. Three, no good by Nieland. Rebound controlled by the defender. 7:20 remaining. Left side pass to Newman. Newman thinks about letting it fly. Instead, she'll drive the lane, laces up with the right hand off of the glass. No good. Rebound fought for. Now Shea DeJager whistled for a personal foul on the rebound. And I believe we're going to have free throws on the other end. No, that's just foul number six on the defenders. Foul number one on DeJager. Williams is in, Cruz is out. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation and frame repair. 722-2313. Winnie passes left side. Lamley on the wing to Nealon. Nealon over the basketball. Chapman steps into the passing lane. Chapman driving the other way. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Winnie. And now reach in foul called on Chapman from behind. And this is a pretty frustrated Dort College group right now. You invest a lot of time. You invest a lot of energy. And when things don't go your way, it can turn into a real challenge, and right now the Dort College defenders look like they're there. 6:54 left to go. Ball game. Lancer 69, Dort College 41. 1-1 on the way for April Winnie. Winnie, 1-1. Free throw is up and good. Second free throw on the way for Winnie. Chapman checked out of the ballgame. Fredo came back in. A second free throw on the way for April Winnie. And Winnie now with 20 points. And the defenders trail 71-41. Williams with the basketball. Williams out front. Goes to Vredevoet. Vredevoet right elbow. Cassidy Vredevoet spins. Nothing there. Now she's going to put it on the floor. And she tries driving in right side. And Vredevoet is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Cheyenne Lamley. And Vredevoet will shoot a 1-1, I believe. Nope, just foul number 6. I thought they had 6 earlier. Robin Blunt to throw it in. And the defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after
this.
Balance shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Hulse. No, it's tapped. Controlled by Blunt. Blunt to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers to Blunt. Blunt gets a lane to the basket. Her layup is good. Robin Blunt with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 71-43. Winnie with the basketball on the short elbow. She passes right side Satara. Satara, 3, no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt to Williams. Williams up the floor. Williams with the basketball. Ashley Williams right side to Blunt. Blunt with it on the wing. Blunt to Angbers. Angbers hassled out front, and a reach-in foul called on the Lancers and Kieran O'Malley. O'Malley whistled for her third. Free throws on the way for Paige Angbers. Angbers will go to the free throw line. 1-1 on the way for Paige Angbers. 71-43, Mount Marty in the driver's seat. Angbers, free throw, good. Paige Angbers, 3-for-3 now from the free throw line tonight. 9 points for Angbers, and she can hit double figures here with a made free throw. Second free throw by Angbers is up and good. 10 points for Angbers. Dort College trails 71-45. Tegan Manis making her first appearance of the evening. Pass goes left side to Nealon. Nealon with it on the wing. Nealon picks up her dribble. She passes over to Winnie. Winnie with it out front. Winnie into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back to Wagner. Wagner has it blocked by Cruz, but out of bounds. It'll be Lancer basketball. Lancers will throw it in with Alex Nealon on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. April Winnie with the basketball on the left wing. Winnie to Satara. Satara, 3, missed it, no good. There for the offensive rebound is Lamley. Lamley has it blocked away. And it's last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball after it goes out of bounds. 5:18 to go. Cruz will walk it up for the defenders. Cruz on the left wing. Kim back into the lane. Nothing there. Gets airborne. Lost the ball. Picked up by the Lancers. Coming away with it is Nealon. Nealon with the basketball. Nealon on the right side. She'll let fly with the 3. And it is bombs away. Alex Nealon with 13. They don't flinch much. They get an open look. It's probably going up. 74-45. Right side, Blunt. Blunt underneath to Hulst. Hulst double team, puts it on the deck. Fires it back out to Cruz. Cruz, Vredevoet. Vredevoet, free throw line jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Wagner. Wagner over the basketball end of the front court. Wagner at the free throw line. Nothing there. Comes back out front to Nealon. Nealon puts it on the deck into the lane. Drives in. Right hand layup. Good. Nealon with a 2-point basket. And the defenders trail 76-45. Lancers with wholesale changes and a timeout. Back with more after this. York College basketball. Vredevoet works high-low with Holst. Holst returns the pass to Vredevoet. Vredevoet layup is good. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line for the 3-point play opportunity. 76-47 pending a free throw for Vredevoet. Vredevoet has not shot a free throw yet tonight. And she makes that one for the 3-point play. She's got 13 points. Dort College trails 76-48. 4 minutes remaining. Across the conference, some of those tight games have been loosened up. Morningside leads Northwestern by double figures now. Doan is up comfortably on Midland. And Concordia has fought back to take the lead. Abby Chapman on the other end. With a 2-point basket, she's fouled on the play in the lane. She'll go to the free throw line for a 3-point play opportunity. Score stands 76-50. Pending the free throw opportunity for Chapman. So Chapman with a chance for her 6th point, and she makes it. She's 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. North College trails 76-51. Lancers with a basketball. Gebhardt down to the baseline to Schmidt. Schmidt back out front to O'Malley. O'Malley with a basketball. O'Malley gives to Hagee. 3 on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Holst. Holst over to Cruz. Cruz will walk it up. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz on the left wing. Brings it back to the top of the key. They look down low. Inside for Vredevoet, and Vredevoet has it tapped away from her. Coming up with the basketball is Hagee. Hagee left side to Schmidt. Schmidt, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz across half court, 2:50 and counting. Comes back right side. Chapman drives baseline, puts it up in traffic. Shot is blocked. Rebound Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball on the right wing, 2:38 and counting. Gebhardt back out front. Hagee. Hagee in traffic, puts it up, and she is fouled on the play, and I think that's it for Micah Holst. So Micah Holst will foul out of the basketball game. She will check out with 6 points, and she will foul out here at the 2:32 mark. Shady Yeager will check into the basketball game. Holst will check out. Chapman. Well, Chapman will stay on the floor. Cruz and Vredevoet check out. Checking in, DeJager, Engbers, and Williams. Manis and Chapman remain on the floor. Free throw by Hagee is up and good. She's got another one coming. Hagee with 11 points now, shooting for number 12. Second free throw is on the way. This one's up and rattles out, no good. Hagee makes 1 of 2 that time. Her first missed free throw in 6 attempts. Defenders lead 77-51. North College a pass over the top. Deflected away. It is Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 2:23 remaining. Dort College gets it in to DeJager. DeJager to Manis. Manis driving in, and Manis loses it out of bounds. Turnover, Lancer basketball. Well, Concordia hanging on to a 66-65 lead right now over the Hastings College Broncos. That's a tight contest being played in Seward. Marty with a basketball. They dump it underneath. 2-point basket for Samantha Blake. Blake seeing her first game action of the contest. And Samantha Blake with a 3-point play opportunity on the way. Lancers lead it 79-51 with a free throw. 2:07 remaining. And she misses the free throw attempt, does Blake. The rebound is tapped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ashley Green tapped it out of bounds for the Lancers. Dort College ball. Engbers to Williams. Williams up the floor. Ashley Williams with the ball. Gives to Manis. Manis into the lane. Lost it. It's kicked out of bounds. Less touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we will wrap things up with a Wireless World postgame wrap. Driving right hand is Williams. Williams shot no good. A rebound controlled by Logan Wagner. Wagner with a basketball. Wagner passes left side. Driving in. Shot no good. A rebound controlled by the defenders. Dort College with a basketball. Dort College, they pass it right side. This comes over to Engbers. Engbers gives it up. Jora Vanderhart, shot no good. And a foul called on the play. Williams, Ashley Williams, is fouled on the play. So Ashley Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 79-51, Dort College down. Ashley Williams with 3 points to her credit so far today. Now four. Second free throw on the way for the 5'9 freshman from Lawton, Iowa. Trying to cut it down to a 26-point contest. This one's off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers and Samantha Blake. 79-52. Lancer basketball. Pass into the corner, 1:16 remaining. Blake passes it back out. Coming up with it is O'Malley. O'Malley's pass taken away by Ashley Williams. Williams will drive in, left hand shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers. Lancers, long pass ahead. And putting it in, the short shot for Ashley Green. Ashley Green with her first 2 points tonight. Dort College trailing 81-52. Right side with it is Williams. Williams to Engbers. Engbers three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by DeAger, and DeAger is fouled on the way up. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Shea DeAger to shoot two free throws. Dort College having a tough time from the field here in the second half. 8 field goals by my count. The rest of their points coming on free throws. DeAger's first free throw is good. One of those field goals, a 3-pointer by Paige Engbers. DeAger with another free throw coming. 81-53 pending the second free throw. It's no good. And the defenders trail 81-53. 35 seconds left to play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Ball deflected, taken away by Ashley Williams. Williams into the front court. Ashley has it. And Ashley Williams will set the offense. She passes over to Manis. Manis dumps it down low. DeAger. DeAger off the glass, no good. But she is fouled on the play. And she will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot 2 free throws. Shea DeAger to the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up by DeAger. It's no good. So DeAger makes 1 of 2. She's 2 for 4 now from the free throw line this evening. And the defenders trail 81-54. 7 seconds left. 6. That's how it's going to end. Mount Marty, 81. Dort College, 54. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap comes up right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Tough night for the defenders as they trail start to finish. They never led. We were tied at 2-8. Mount Marty opened up a 9-point lead to go from tied 8-8 to up 17-8. Mount Marty led 31-14 at one point and went into the half up 41-27. Dort College scored the first 2 points of the second half. Mount Marty proceeded to score the next 7 uninterrupted. They go up 48-29, and Dort College never closer than 17 after that. Dort College falls by a final of 81-54. The defenders fall to 1-12 in the conference, 9-13 overall. Mount Marty, 15-7 overall, 6-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Door College, 19 of 47 from the floor, 40.4%. 2 for 15 on threes, 13.3%. 14 of 28 from the free throw line for 50%. Mount Marty, 28 of 70 from the floor, 40%. 11 of 38 on threes, 28.9%. 14 of 21 on free throws, 66.7%. Mount Marty enjoys a 40-39 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 22, Mount Marty had 15. Dort College was led by Cassidy Vredebode with 13 points. She was 6 of 10 from the floor, 10 points for Paige Angbers. Angbers 2 for 6 from the 3-point line, 4 for 4 on free throws. 8 points for Robin Blunt from the bench. She goes 4 for 6. Abby Chapman and Michael Holst each had 6 points. 5 for Kim Cruz, 4 for Ashley Williams, 2 for Shady Yeager for Dort College's total of 54 points. For Mount Marty, 20 points for April Winnie, 15 for Alex Nealon, 10 for Raquel Cetera, 9 points for Holly Hagee, 5 for Cassidy Gebhardt, 9 for Cheyenne Lamley, 6 for Kelly Winkler, 3 for Kelsey Schmidt, 2 for Ashley Green, 2 for Samantha Blake for their total of 81 points. Raquel Cetera led all players with 8 rebounds. She and Hulst for Dort College had 8 rebounds each. Hulst had 4 offensive and 4 defensive rebounds. 6 rebounds for Robin Blunt, 5 for Kim Cruz, 4 for Abby Chapman. 4 rebounds for Shea Dieger. For the Mount Marty Lancers, Holly Hagee had 4 rebounds. 6 rebounds for Cheyenne Lamley, and Kelly Winkler had 5 as well. 4 assists for Holly Hagee and Raquel Cetera. For Dort College, 2 assists each for Abby Chapman and Robin Blunt. 2 block shots for Micah Hulst. 2 block shots and 5 steals for Holly Hagee. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma, and we'll check in with the Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Craig Steensma joins me, and Coach, frustrating evening for your team. I can't quite put my finger on any one thing, but you didn't shoot it great. Mount Marty bombs away, tough team to prepare for. A lot of offensive rebounds, a lot of extended offensive possessions. All that adds up to a disappointing loss for your team this evening.
Yeah, I think, we had too many turnovers, but I can put a finger on it. You know, they penetrate so well in dish, and they made 11 threes. And that's a big part of it. But also, you know, we can't afford to go 50% on 28 free throws. You know, we got to do better from the free throw line, and we got to do better inside to be able to be in the game. And, you know, we knew that long threes are going to be long rebounds. Sometimes you can come up with those, sometimes you can't. But, I give them a lot of credit. They're very, very hard to prepare for. And, they shoot it so well, especially at home here. But I think they were, I don't have the stats, but I think they were 11 for something.
38.
11 for 38 from the three-point line. That's one a minute. So that means that there's going to be a lot of misfires that are going to go long, and, you know, they got enough of them, and they attack the basket well enough to kind of put us out of reach, and then it becomes a struggle. And, just great effort from some of the young ladies tonight. But when you turn it over and you're down, or you miss a shot and you're down, you got to be able to fight them off. And when they hit a three, that just makes it doubly tough.
Early foul trouble did not help your cause this evening either. I think you had 6 by the time Mount Marty had 1. And not only do you get in foul trouble, but you start thinking a little bit more on defense. And this team, they got to play as free and easy as possible, and that wasn't the case this evening.
Right, that's exactly right, Mike. And we had 6 charges in the first half. You know, we're being really aggressive, but maybe too aggressive a little bit. When you get a charging foul, you get a foul, but you also lose possession of the ball. And they really capitalized on that well. So, this is a very good team. They've won 8 of their last 9. Very good at home, and, just a tough matchup for us.
I thought Cassidy Bredebode played a pretty good ball game for you offensively, pretty economical. I always take a look at how many shots it takes someone to get their points. She had 10 shots tonight, 13 points. She had a pretty good night offensively.
She did. She's really, really coming as a player. And she rebounds and defends well. And, you know, tough environment, but she really did well and puts the ball in the basket for us.
Saturday, day off, and I don't know. I looked down on the floor with about 5 or 6 minutes left to go in this contest, and some women frustrated, coaches frustrated. You go through this type of season, it's not going the way you planned. Probably not a bad thing to have Saturday off.
No, I think, you know, any coach and any team at this point in the season, mid-late January, loves to have a weekend off just for the rest of it. And, you know, the grind of prepping a scouting report and practices kind of goes away for a couple days. And, you know, for our team right now, it's a great thing. For the men's team right now, it's a great thing to have. And, you know, I think any coach in the conference would agree with that. So, you know, we'll take advantage of that in the classroom and having a morning practice here coming up, but be a chance to do a little bit, you know, where you're not preparing specifically for the next opponent. So, you know, that's always a good thing, too, when you can just kind of look at yourself in the mirror and work on things that you need to work on as a team.
1 week from tonight, you start things up with a back-to-back home games, Briarcliff and Hastings. We'll worry more about those on Monday and Tuesday. Right now, get back safely, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you very much for your coverage, Mike. We appreciate all your hours.
That's Coach Craig Steensma, and that's going to do it for our recap of women's college basketball. The Dort College Defenders lose to Mount Marty by a final score of 81-54. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the scoreboard from the GPAC, and then we'll start looking at the men's contest right after this. The GPAC women's basketball scoreboard looks like this. Mount Marty over Dort, 81-54. Concordia, 82. Hastings, 75. Briarcliff, 68. Dakota Wesleyan, 59. Doan defeats Midland, 75-58. And it was Morningside over Northwestern by a final score of 75-62. Standings look like this then. Morningside is 12-0. Concordia is 13-1. Then you've got a quagmire. Briarcliff and Doan are both 8-4. Hastings falls back to 7-5. Mount Marty is 6-7. Northwestern is 5-6. Dakota Wesleyan is 5-7. Midland is 2-10. Dort College is 1-12. And Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-11. They were idle this evening. Saturday's basketball, Dakota Wesleyan is at Midland. Briarcliff is at Hastings. Northwestern's at Nebraska Wesleyan. Mount Marty is at Doan. And the only matchup of rated teams is Briarcliff versus Hastings. Other than that, it's wide open, and still some important games, obviously, to be played over the next 4 weeks in terms of seeding purposes. But right now, the most interesting race in the GPAC women's side is obviously for the championship. Morningside 12-0, Concordia 13-1. But you also have three teams fighting for two spots in the top four, basically, Briarcliff, Hastings, and Doan. Briarcliff and Doan, 8-4. Hastings is now 7-5. That's going to do it for our women's basketball game. Let's take a break, and we'll be back setting the table for the men's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.